Chapter 17.
Please, Charles,
Hortensia bleated.
I'll do anything you ask. Anything. I'll even throw away my title of chief constable and come work for you. Please, don't kill me.
Don't think of it as death,
Valerie chimed in.
Think of it as a rebirth. You'll be a whole new being with new powers. Just wait, Hortensia. We'll be sisters, and you'll love Charles the way that Daisy and I do. You'll be so much happier. The weight of this world will be lifted off your shoulders. We're so much more contented now. We've completely forgotten our past lives and the way that we used to treat other people.
It's almost sad to see you like this, Hortensia,
Daisy whispered.
What is that haughty pride?
If you're sad to see me like this, then let me go.
The chief constable pounded on the window with her fists.
If it troubles you so much, you should set me free. I haven't done anything wrong. I was doing my job.
I didn't mean it in that sense,
the gorgeous brunette exhaled.
Trapped in there, you're almost an entirely different person. I see fear in your eyes, yes, but you've lost the pompous attitude. It's quite nice to see you like that. You're no longer ordering us around or bullying our little family. It makes me excited to see what you'll be like after the transformation. How do you think it'll change you? I once was the horrible Delphine Valentine, and I'm entirely different from how she was. Yes, I remember things from her life, but I make a conscious choice not to be like her.
You're all mad!
The scarlet-haired woman shrieked.
You're all insane! All of this is a dream. Yes, it's a dream. And if I pinch myself hard enough, I'll wake up in my cozy bed.
It's not a dream or a hallucination. It's all very, very real. I created both Daisy and Valerie out of almost nothing, and soon you will join them in a brand new body. Don't worry, you won't remember a thing. Well, maybe a few things here and there, but they'll teach you how to be a better woman.
I will never love you,
the redhead roared.
I'll never stoop as low as to show affection for a brute, even if you kill me or transform me. I'll remember the horrible things you did to me and the other women of this town.
That's not true,
Valerie interjected.
You won't. Neither of us remember the transformation, and if anything, we're glad that it happened. My life was horrible before Charles created me. I was a beggar, rifling through trash for stale ends of bread. Look at me now! I have a home, a family, a roof over my head, and a man that loves me more than anything in the world. What is so bad about that?
Everything!
Hortensia screamed.
You're going against every basic rule of nature. Men and women are not meant to be equals. Men are weak, stupid, powerless, and sex-crazed brutes. You can't stand there next to one of them and not feel the bile rise in your throat each time he looks at you. You are abominations. Not because you were created in Charles' laboratory, but because you hold such feelings for him. It's unnatural, bizarre, disgusting, and punishable by death.
I hate to be rude, A.B. broke in, but can we get started? Her constant screaming has given me a brain ache.
I nodded, turned toward the wall of controls, and then brought both Daisy and Valerie forward. I took their hands in mine, raised them toward the massive switch, and then rested them there. I used my free hand, flipped on the motherboard, gazed toward the glass window where Hortensia pleaded for her life, smiled softly, and then gazed over my shoulder toward my other two monster women. Are you ready? This is the moment where everything changes. Our family will have a fourth member.
Fourth member? A.B. squawked. Oh, I see now. Just because I'm a disembodied brain, that must mean I don't have feelings? Well, fine. I didn't want to be part of your family anyway. I'm fine on my own. A lone brain, surviving on his own, doing his own thing, and being entirely independent.
You know I didn't mean it like that. Let me correct myself. A fifth member of our family. Happy now, A.B.?
Yes. Now that I've been included, I may not have a body, but I'm still part of this family. I was here before anyone else.
Of course, A.B.,
Valerie soothed.
You're as much part of this family as Charles, Daisy, or me. Don't forget that.
Thank you, Val. At least someone remembers me.
All right. Are we ready? I asked.
Ready!
The feline woman giggled.
Ready, Charles.
Daisy nodded.
Let's do this.
Please!
Hortensia's muffled voice begged.
Please don't do this! I want to live!
You will live, I boomed. A new life, as a new being, and you will love it more than you will ever know. Close your eyes, Hortensia. The time is now. My fingers tightened around Daisy and Valerie's hands. I swung the giant lever down into its cradle, and electricity crackled to life. All the bulbs above our heads flickered on with a low hum. The sound rose in our ears as blinding white light poured out of all three of the compartments, and all three of us squinted against it. I physically felt the electricity pass from the motherboard, pass through the thick, snaking wires across the floor, and finally reached my machine. Hortensia's pleading voice rose in pitch to a warbling scream. The sound seemed to go on forever until all three of us slapped our hands over our ears and lowered ourselves closer to the ground. The pistons at the top of the machine moved so quickly that they were blurs through the air. Grayish smoke billowed out of the valves, and finally, the sound of my machine drowned out all of the sounds Hortensia made. The blinding white light intensified until I motioned for both of my women to close their eyes. I followed suit, gritted my teeth, and waited for the transformation to be complete. Loud clangs and the whirring of the slowing pistons reached my ears as I slowly reopened my eyes. Like the past two times, the entire laboratory was filled with choking smoke, and I hurried to open one of the windows above our heads.
Is it finished?
Valerie asked.
Oh, I can't wait to see what she looks like! This is so exciting!
I have to admit,
Daisy uttered.
The transformation process was fascinating and bizarrely beautiful. All of the dancing light and the almost symphonic sounds. I want to be here for all the other experiments, Charles. It's all so beautiful as it unfolds in front of us.
Of course. I'd love for both of you to be here each time we transform a woman. I'm so glad that both of you love it so much.
It's not just a transformation. We're bringing a new sister into the world. That's the most exciting part for me. Come on, let's bring her out. Ooh, I can't wait. Let's go, let's go.
I chuckled lightly, dropped their hands, but then turned to stand in front of both of them. I want both of you to stay here, I instructed. I'm always the first to go inside and bring our newest monster girl out, and I'd like to keep up with that tradition.
Ah, almost as if they're imprinting on you.
Daisy said.
That's fantastic, Charles. Yes, go on ahead.
But not only that. We never know what type of power she'll have. This is a brand new world for her, and we don't want to overwhelm her right as we bring her out. Do you two understand?
Of course, Charles.
The brunette inclined her head.
Do as you must.
Okay!
The ash blonde woman bubbled as she skipped from foot to foot.
Just hurry up and do it! I'm so, so happy right now! I can't wait to see her for the first time!
Be careful, Charles,
the bear girl urged. I nodded, turned on my heels, waved the smoke out of my eyes, settled my gaze upon the doors of the third largest compartment, and stepped toward it surely. Pulsing white light poured out of the small window. My hand shook as I reached for the door handle, rested on it for a second, but then suddenly I was blown backward. Both of the compartment doors blew off their hinges, flew across the room, and then clattered loudly to the floor. I laid on my back against the cold stones, blinked rapidly to clear my gaze, and watched as thick smoke billowed out of the open compartment.
What happened?
My voice was cut off as a dark shape flew out of the compartment, rapidly slithered across the floor toward me, gripped me by the front of the shirt, and then lifted me from the floor. My eyes finally focused, and I gazed down at the tensed face of one of the most beautiful women I'd ever seen. Her hair was sleek, pitch black, almost the same color as spilled oil. Her eyes were large, slightly upturned at the corners, glowing burnt umber pupils and reddish-tinted skin. Her face was oval-shaped, with a slightly devilish pointed chin. Her nose was soft and rounded at the tip, while her lips were full, plump, and a blood-red color. Those features, while striking and gorgeous, didn't hold my attention for long, as my eyes wandered over her entire exposed body. Medium-sized, ram-like horns spiraled out of the sides of her head and curled upward toward the ceiling, and a thin red tail with a pointed arrow-shaped tip whipped out angrily behind her. I guessed that if we stood shoulder to shoulder, the imp woman would have been only a few inches shorter than me without the horns. Her bare breasts were large, the areola around the hardened nipple a darker red than the rest of her skin. And when I glanced down toward her womanhood, I spied a black tuft of pubic hair. Her body was almost a perfect hourglass shape, her waist tiny and pulled in against her wide, perfect hips.
"Put him down!"
Valerie shrieked.
"Put him down right now! Bad!"
"Charles?"
Daisy hiccuped.
"Are you all right? Is she hurting you?"
"No. It's uncomfortable, but she's only holding me by my shirt."
"Char,"
the imp woman barked.
"Charles? Charles?"
"Charles," I reiterated. "Charles."
"Charles,"
the red-skinned woman echoed, tilted her head, leaned in closer, and gave me a tentative sniff.
"Charles."
"Yes, yes, I'm Charles."
"Charles."
The imp woman cackled, lifted her arm higher, and then tossed me back onto the hard surface of the examination table. Pain ripped through my back. I gasped for breath and barely managed to focus on the imp woman as she stalked toward me. The black-haired woman's hips rolled. Her enormous breasts bounced, but the smile on her lips stayed in place the entire time. She slammed her hands down on each side of my head, pressed her voluptuous breasts against my chest, and climbed up onto the examination table until she'd fully mounted me.
"Charles!"
Valerie squeaked.
"What do we do? Should we pull her off?"
"Charles,"
the imp woman repeated in her deep, husky tone.
"Charles. Is she hurting you?"
Daisy cried.
"Oh, science! This is only getting worse and worse."
No, I stammered. "I think she's just curious. But if she shows any sign of aggression, I'm not sure I'd be able to get out from underneath her."
"Aggression?"
the black-haired woman echoed.
"Aggression. Yes."
I gasped for breath as the imp woman lunged forward with her lips pulled back against her teeth. My heart hammered in my chest, my eyes squeezed closed, and her hand wrapped around the back of my neck.
"Oh!"
Valerie shouted.
"Get her off! Get her off! She's going to kill him!"
I attempted to wriggle free, but the imp woman held me in place and then smashed her lips to mine in a passionate kiss. My body immediately went limp. My hands batted at the air for a second, and then wrapped around her with my fingers intertwined in her silky hair. When she finally pulled away, the red-skinned imp girl slid to the floor, darted closer to Daisy and Valerie, and then sat on the floor on her haunches. From this position, I noticed the intricate patchwork of scales that worked their way up her forearms to her elbows and jutted out like vicious armor. The scales on her arms appeared to be black, but as she shifted in the light, they glittered with subtle scarlet hues.
"Hi!"
The ash-blonde woman giggled, dropped to the floor, and opened up her arms.
"I'm Valerie, and this is Daisy. We're your new sisters!"
Sisters?
The imp woman echoed.
My sisters?
Well, technically we're not blood related,
Daisy corrected.
But in every sense of the word, we are sisters. We take care of each other. That's how it's always been, and how it will always be.
The imp woman launched herself forward, slammed directly into the cat girl, threw her back into Daisy, and they all tumbled together in a jumbled pile. I pushed myself off the examination table as their pained voices lifted into the air, and hurried over toward them, but when I got there, I couldn't help but chuckle. The red-skinned woman snuggled into Valerie's chest, gripped Daisy by the shoulders, and petted the top of the brunette's head aggressively. The imp woman's burnt umber eyes fluttered closed, the corners of her lips upturned, and a low growl rumbled up her throat.
She likes us!
The beautiful feline woman giggled.
She really, really likes us.
I'm fine with hugs,
Daisy grunted.
But she really needs to learn about personal space.
Oh, you love it,
Valerie chided.
Don't even try to lie. You love her so much already.
I will admit, she is very pretty.
The bear girl giggled as she petted the new woman's silky hair.
And sweet. I wasn't expecting as much, especially the way she first reacted toward Charles.
Yeah, she honestly looked like she was going to rip him into shreds.
No,
the imp woman barked.
I love Charles. Have you seen how handsome he is? I've never seen a man so beautiful. I just want to touch him.
Oh, I grunted and then burst out laughing. Thank you, I think. I've never been called beautiful before.
Now that she's here,
Daisy uttered,
what do we do? I haven't been here for any other creations yet.
We name her, A.B. cried. Then we do the physical examination.
Physical examination?
The imp woman echoed.
What does that mean?
Oh, don't worry,
the bear girl soothed.
Charles will look you over, make sure you're healthy, and then test different parts of your body.
He can test me as much as he wants,
the black-haired woman purred.
He is my chosen male, and he will be my perfect mate.
Whoa!
Valerie chuckled.
She already likes you, Charles.
I do not like Charles,
the red-skinned woman corrected.
I love him. I adore him. I want nothing more than to breed with him and stay by his side for the rest of my life. We will have hundreds of beautiful, strong, sturdy spawn that will destroy the earth and bring about new times.
We want all those things too,
the ash blonde woman giggled.
But without the destruction of the earth and all that stuff.
Let's backtrack a little, I snickered. We can do all that, but not yet. First, we have to give you a name, and then do the physical examinations. Then we can move on to the breeding and spawning part, if you like.
A name?
The imp girl echoed.
What do you mean? I once had a name when I was much smaller, and my teeth were pointier.
Oh?
Daisy asked.
What were you called?
Rihanna Nactur Oknokian,
the red-skinned woman proudly stated.
I was once the daughter of the great Imp King, but because of the horrible moving of the earth and the destruction of our gold, my people's colonies deep under the mountains were destroyed.
Ooh!
Valerie gasped.
So you were a princess? That's so interesting.
Moving earth? Destruction of your gold?
Daisy whispered.
Charles, do you think that has anything to do with Josephine's mines?
Big creatures came to our home, used massive tools to break apart the earth, and other large drums to haul away our precious wealth,
the imp woman explained.
They stole everything from us, and our society crumbled without the gold. We love our gold. We need our gold. Shiny things are delightful. Not as delightful as Charles, but I love them too.
I also like shiny things,
Val exclaimed.
I'm so happy you are my sister.
That does sound like the miner's work, I nodded. It probably was the workers in Josephine's mines. They probably had no idea what they were doing to your people.
It's fine now.
The black-haired beauty sighed.
I have a new home and family, and I will never leave it.
Do you want to keep your old name? It's a little long, but we could shorten it if you like.
Most of my name is just titles.
The imp woman clarified.
The only part of my name that's solely mine is Rhiannonac. Do I have to change my name?
No, not if you don't want to. But both Daisy and Valerie chose new names.
Yeah!
The ash-blonde woman giggled.
I got my name off of a wrench. Valerie, after Valstrom.
And I was given my name by Charles.
The brunette nodded.
He liked the name Daisy, and I chose it because I love Charles.
Then what do you like, Charles?
The imp asked.
I love you as my sisters do, and I want you to choose my name too. My old name was important to me because I was of the royal line. But whatever you choose, I will love and accept it.
If your name is so important to you, why don't we keep it?
We could just call you Rhiannonac,
Valerie offered.
Well, we could pronounce it Ryan. What do you guys think?
I think it's a pretty and unique name,
Daisy confirmed.
What do you think, Charles?
I love it. It keeps your heritage alive while giving it a new twist. What do you think?
I aimed my eyes at the red-skinned beauty. She tilted her head, ran her spindly fingers through her thick, pitch-black hair, and then grinned up at me.
Rhiannonac. Rhiannonac.
The imp woman tested it out.
Rhiannonac. Rhiannonac. I like it. No. I love it. That's my new name. From now on, you may call me Rhiannonac.
Rhiannonac. I let the word roll off my tongue, nodded, and then smiled down at the imp woman. Welcome to the family, Rhiannonac.